Well, he may be the smallest animal in the shelter, but I think he's the loudest. We've got Scrappy. Let's go with Wet News Wednesday. James Atkins, take it away.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet News Wednesday.
Natalie off again this week. We have Mia, Hinka County Dog Warden, in studio with Scrappy.
Good morning.
So thanks to Legacy Country Corner. And I was sitting in the studio about 10 minutes ago and heard this loud bark. And then Mia's like running down the hallway trying to catch Scrappy. And I'm thinking, well, this dog's huge. But I look out and no.
Nope.
He kind of reminds me of Benji a little bit.
Oh, yes.
That size dog.
Yes.
So you've got a great story that happened to you on the way here in
yes.
the official dog warden truck.
Yes, he
with
was
Scrappy.
A bit excited to get out of his kennel this morning and got the zoomies on the way over here. I let him ride up front in the cab.
Yeah.
And he got the zoomies and jumped over my head while driving down Main Street.
So, did you get pulled over?
No, we didn't.
Well,
not.
You're the dog warden, so, you know, they might expect things like that to happen. And yes. You're big, that's a big truck.
Yes, he took advantage of the big truck part. He ran around like a crazy.
He's a very, very nice dog.
Yes.
Tell us about Scrappy. So.
Scrappy's a border terrier mix. We're not sure what he's mixed with. We found him as a stray running around Township Road 77. So out in the country, this little guy was living his best life. He's all white and has some brown spots, two brown ears and some brown spots on his body.
Has a great tail.
Yes, has a great tail.
It's like skinny and curls.
Yes, and he's
back.
Like wired haired.
Wired, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and I know.
We estimated his age to be about a year and 2 months. So he's still a puppy.
Yes.
And he will not be afraid to show you that.
Yeah. But in the you said you walk by and see him every day and he's just kind of calm.
Yeah.
So you let him out.
Yes. He is definitely.
And he can stand on his hind legs.
Yes. He is standing up. He's looking over there through the windows. He's very curious.
He is.
He wants to know what's going on.
That's funny. So if folks are interested in adopting Scrappy, how do they go about that?
You can go to www.humanesociety.com, and you could go to our adoption slide and then just click that, and you can scroll down and find him. Or there's also other animals if you're not interested in Scrappy, like a cat. We have many cats, plenty of cats.
So do you think Scrappy gets along with cats?
I think that they have not tested him for cats, but they did dog test him, so he does do good with other dogs.
Okay, good.
So far that we've shown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He probably would be good with cats. I think he just likes to play. He would mind his own business. But we can test that and definitely see if he's good with cats.
We'll get a hold of the Hancock County Humane Society for that. And last week we had Dennis in.
Yes.
How's Dennis?
Dennis is still with us at the shelter. Okay. He hasn't had any applications yet. So
let's get that done.
Yes. Hopefully we can get some applications in for Dennis.
Video for Dennis is at WKXA.com right on our homepage. And any needs that you need, anything out at the shelter?
We always are needing paper towels. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say thank you to everybody who sent us gifts from Amazon. We posted on the Humane Society's page that we needed some certain items, and a lot of you guys helped out and sent us something from our Amazon list, so that was very thoughtful.
That's easy to do. You just buy it, and it goes right to you.
It just right to us.
Yeah.
So, yes, we had 33 items come in so far, and it helps so much. It helps the dogs. It helps us.
Yeah. Mia, the Hancock County Dog Warden, in this morning for Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll get the video of Scrappy. Where did he go? He's under here. He's picking up my loose crumbs under the counter here in the studio. We appreciate that because cleaning crew can't bend over that to get back in there for that. So very good. Thank you, Mia, for coming in.
Thank you.
Wet Nose Wednesday, all thanks to a Legacy Country Corner.
Rex Howard in the morning. 100.5 WKXA.